Welcome to Living as a Jew, a daily lesson in the Kitzer Shulchan Aruch, a project of the Chabad of Kerry Jewish Center. Chapter 116, the laws of koshering vessels for Passover. Is there any year-round cooking utensils, vessels, they are unable to be used on Pesach unless they are properly koshered, being that they absorbed chametz inside of them. And when you cook them on Pesach, that chametz flavor inside will be omitted into the new food item. And typically, the general procedures that we were to kosher vessels year-round, the same thing will be true on Pesach. There are times that Pesach is actually stricter than year-round because of the stringency of chametz. The Shulchan Aruch begins with those vessels that cannot be koshered neither with boiling water nor even by heating with a blowtorch. Earthenware, china, pottery, these cannot be koshered at all. Now, vessels that are made out of wood or metal or bone, this is what is typically koshered by immersing them inside of boiling water. Now, important to note, if it is an item that the owner will be worried that it'll get ruined by putting it into boiling water, maybe there's some items that are glued on it, you're afraid it'll get damaged, undone. In those cases, you are unable to kosher with boiling water. We have a fear that you're not going to be doing it properly out of worry for the item. Now, when we kosher with hagala, which is the boiling water, if it's a small item, we can immerse that inside of a larger pot that has the boiling water, needs to be surrounded by the boiling water on all sides. We then take it out, and the tradition is to rinse it with cold water. If it is a big item itself that cannot go into another one, for instance, a very large pot, then you were to fill it up with water, bring it to a boil, and then you drop in a hot stone, a hot metal, something that is hot and makes the water overflow over the sides. At that point, that item is koshered. Now remember, the handle has to be koshered as well. If it fits inside of the pot, great. If not, we would pour boiling water just over the handle separately. Now this method of hagala, the boiling water, has a few requirements. Number one, the item has to be clean. It cannot have schmutz or pockets of junk on it. That will not be removed by the boiling water. It has to be clean. If there is dirt you cannot get off, or rust, or a gap, meaning there's a part of that utensil in which something could have gotten into. Think of a knife with two parts where there's both the handle and the blade, and a gap in which food can get in. One cannot suffice with boiling water. One would need to blowtorch that particular troublesome spot to make sure to absolutely destroy any potential food, chametz, in that trouble spot, and then afterwards you can immerse the rest in boiling water. Number two, it cannot have been used for chametz within 24 hours, so an entire day before the koshering, it should not have been used for any chametz. These are some of the many laws when it comes to immersing an item in boiling water. Now, for certain items, that is not enough, and one needs to go to a higher degree of koshering, and that is through the blowtorch or putting something through a self-clean cycle on an oven, which gets extraordinarily hot. When do you need what? This is the general rule. If that item was used for chametz in a cooking fashion, in other words, it was heated with hot water with chametz, then one only needs the boiling water in order to purge it of the chametz. If, on the other hand, the item was cooked with directly over the fire, not through water, that is when one needs to have the blowtorch. So, frying pans, baking utensils, or an oven itself, all of these need the libun, which is the higher degree, the blowtorch. A third category of a utensil would be something that may have come in contact with hot chametz, but nonetheless, it's not cooked inside of that item. Rather, the worry is that chametz spilled on top of it. Think of countertops, or sinks, or tables, or substances like that. In those instances, if it is an item that is able to be koshered, such as stainless steel, all that is necessary is to pour boiling water over that surface, and that were to kosher it, being that it only got chametz stick in the first place by chametz spilling on top of it. Pure granite counters would be another example of something that can be koshered through pouring boiling water on top of it. I should note that many people, even if they do kosher the table or the counter or the sink, nonetheless, they will still cover that item with an additional covering on Pesach itself. Certainly, if it is a substance that cannot not be kashered, such as a laminate or a composite, there one certainly needs to cover that very, very well over Pesach. The Shulchan Aruch also notes that the tradition amongst Ashkenazim is that glass is not kashered. Sfardim, however, do typically kasher glass in most communities. A final important note, being that the halachis of kashering are complex, one should certainly ask the questions to a rabbi, especially if it is your first time doing this yourself. And when it is all possible, it is best to just have a completely separate set of utensils when it comes to Pesach, and not to kasher things. That is especially true with trickier to kasher items. It's best to simply have a separate set for Pesach. A concluding thought. When it comes to kashering, there's a simple rule. The same way the item gets in, it gets out. If it was used with hot water, it comes out with hot water. If it was used directly over the fire, it comes out with fire. And in Kabbalah, it explains the same thing is true when it comes to life. Whenever we, God forbid, absorb an unhealthy trait through a negative behavior, a negative word, and we become schmutzik in the process by behaving in a way contrary to Torah, sometimes a person, God forbid, can feel that I'm beyond help. I've already done this long enough. I'm not able to spit out the unhealthy habits that I have formed. And here is where we have to remember the law of kashri. If it came in, it's able to come out. And the same way it came in, it will come out. Often Hashem will give you those opportunities where you find yourself in a similar place, in a similar situation. And now you have a choice. You can either absorb that unhealthy trait further inside of you by repeating the mistake, or this time you can say, no, this time I'm going to choose differently. I'm going to follow Torah. I'm going to listen to my neshama. And in the process, you have omitted that negative taste. As Rav Nachman of Breslov once taught, anyone who believes that, God forbid, they can ruin their lives must believe they can also fix it. That which comes in can.